Holy Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, your blessings, healing, and relief, your joy upon Sparky as the holidays are coming, his blood pressure is high, and he's just feeling very down. So I pray, God, that you would take away the pressure he's feeling financially, the pressure he's feeling emotionally, that you would settle his blood pressure and bring him the peace that can only come from knowing you. You are our peace, our joy, our God. And without you, we are nothing. We are flesh-fulfilling people. So we pray you would move the Spirit within all of us, Lord God, to bring us your peace and joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower.
Salutations, my Dab family. It's Broken Vessel from Alberta, Canada, coming to you today with a prayer request. My best friend, Pumpkin, who I've mentioned a few times already, she went for ultrasounds yesterday and biopsies a few weeks ago, and the tests have come back. She has breast cancer. It apparently she's got numerous masses in both her breasts, so they are making an appointment for her to have them both removed. I'm coming to you today to ask, first of all, that they will get her in quickly. And I'm also asking that they would get everything. And I'm asking that it will not have spread to any other part of her body. Because 2 years ago, she had a mass removed out of her lung. So we're praying that it hasn't gone any farther. Yeah, she's my best friend. So I want to thank you all ahead of time for your prayers. And I love you. And you know what? God loves you so much more.
Nancy from Nebraska with my continuation, and I have to say I've always been impressed with how Prisoner of Hope and other people have gotten through so many prayers in the 2 minutes. I apparently talk too slowly. But anyway, going back to the movie, Facing the Giants, and thinking about all the adversities that they went through in that movie, but that our DAB family goes through, I think the thing that just had such an impact on me, and I have to remind myself time to time, how many times we are so discouraged and frustrated with what we're going through. And in this movie, I'll never forget, the lady was wanting to conceive and was not able to conceive until later on. But her later on was after she was reminded, I will praise God in all things. And I think about that, even though we know we praise him in the good times and we praise him in the bad times, are we always praising him in the bad times and saying, Lord, no matter what, I'm praising you through this season of my life? I know I forget to, and I'm just going to call on all of us. Let's raise our hands to the Lord and let's just say, Lord, on behalf of our entire DAB family, I will praise you in all things. And in my individual life, I will praise you no matter what the outcome of this situation. I just love you all, and I'm just going to keep praying, and I don't want any of us ever to lose our joy or our hope. And just always remember, Christ is on the throne. Love you.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. is soaring on eagle's wings from Canada. And James, I want to pray for your wife and you. Abba, Father, you have known before and have seen what James's wife has gone through with this cancer of the esophagus, the surgery. Now she's having the chemotherapy. Father God, you are the one who gave the doctors wisdom to know how to treat the different kinds of cancers. And so now I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, your only son, to continue to touch James's wife's body with complete healing. The surgeon says she's cancer-free. Praise be to God. And we pray that this cancer will never, ever invade her body again. And I pray that she will be able to handle all the post-op work that she has to do, that the chemotherapy will not cause any side effects. And when all this is over, she will be healthy and strong again, free from pain. And I pray for James and the family that are around her. It's so hard, I'm sure, for him to see his wife having surgery, etc., and not being able to help. Feels so helpless. But we have a God, our Abba, in our place. He does everything that's needed. So James, I pray that God would give you that peace and calmness that will be able to help you walk this journey with your wife. I pray for both of you that Christ will become so visible and you will see him as he touches her and make her whole.
Who are you going to believe, the devil or me? Are you walking by faith or by what you can see? I told you that your parents will both be all right, so keep walking by faith and forget about sight. Because the devil's whole job is designed to deceive and make you doubt everything that I said you'd receive. He's the God and the ruler of this world, and there's plenty of room for his plans to unfurl, creating choices, opportunities, and decisions for you. Will you believe what you see or that which is true? If you believe what you see, you'll have anxiety of heart that will continue to build until it tears you apart. And still in the end, you're going to come running back to me regardless of what your eyes tend to see. Because I am that I am, and I do what I do, and that's universal. It's not just for you. You should know that I love you by now, but still you continue to doubt me somehow. You should also know that I love your parents too, and my love for them is independent of you. The path from their hearts that leads to my door was well worn with praises before your before. I told you that you'd have time to make your amends before either one of their lives ends. So keep on walking by faith and forget about sight. Your parents are going to be all right. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch. This one is based on 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. But it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast, and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his by putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as the security deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. Here's your declaration. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Campfire folks, prayer people. So happy to be reaching out to you guys again. Let's see, it's Saturday, November 22nd. And my grateful, I think I've missed a couple of days. I love that life has been so good and busy and not bad busy, that I might have missed a couple of days calling in. Anyway, today what I'm grateful for is for neighbors who become friends, like physical neighbors, not like howdy campfire neighbors, but the actual ones you see IRL. And I got to take a neighbor friend, to lunch today and gather in and enjoy the wisdom of somebody who's lived for 20 years longer than I have. So that was really cool. And the weather turned out gorgeous. So there was just a lot to be in the moment and grateful for. God, I thank you for tuning our hearts to your praise. And I thank you for this Thanksgiving season and for my global campfire family. Alrighty, guys. Bye.
Good morning. This is the Thanksgiving prayer, and I want to thank you, Father, for all you have done and been in my life. Thank you for sustaining my life in and out of challenges. I'm Patty from Georgia, invited by Susan in 2012. Thank you, Jesus, for this platform that joins us together as a family. Sink into our hearts what you are looking to accomplish through reading, meditating on your word. And thank you for the years of commentary, the years of knowing I am loved not only by Jesus, but by this huge community united by his blood. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers of the saints, the sweet incense that brings you joy. Guide us, Lord, to enter into your joy, no matter the circumstances that we may encounter. Help us to continue to love others as you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is November 21st, 2025. And I want to ask prayer for a couple co-workers. One is named Nancy. I think she has syphilitis, but I'm not really sure. But I know she says she's really sick and they postponed her surgery. And she's tired of being sick. And then the other one is Jen, J-E-N. And she was in the hospital with asthma attack. She's got asthma. She's supposed to see a specialist today. I just want prayer for them. And if they don't know Christ is their Savior, Jesus Christ is their Savior, I just want you to pray that they find Jesus in their sickness or whatever, and they see God heal them and see God do favor, supernatural favor, and healing them. Because I know God is no respecter of persons. I pray for the crown of their heads to the toenails on their feet, that Nancy and Jen will be healed in the name of Jesus. Like you did with the man that was blind, you spit it on some sand and made it mud. And you put it on his eyes and he's seen again. The lame man that was begging to be healed for a long time, you healed him. And the woman with the issue of blood, you healed her too. Lord, there's nothing you cannot do. And if a person can take a person and put them between, down in a house for you to heal on a mat, I pray that you will heal everybody at DAB too, from the crown of their head to the toenails on their feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 22nd to pray over our children. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. 1 Peter 1, 3-5. You may or may not be able to leave your children a financial inheritance, but if they are joined to Christ, you can be sure that they are heirs to a far greater inheritance than you could ever provide. Any wealth that we leave our kids is vulnerable. Vulnerable to misuse, unstable markets, theft, or lost value. but the inheritance that awaits our child who is united to Christ is beyond the reach of any force that would diminish or defile it. The new birth brings our children into a new family in which they have a share in the greatest of all inheritances. It is being kept not in a vault, but in heaven, the place of ultimate security and wealth, the place of incredible joy and satisfaction. No one in God's family will be disappointed when the inheritance is granted on the last day. We will be full of joy to receive all that God has for us and all he will be to us. To be continued.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's November 23rd already, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Let us continue to pray for our children. Jackie called in and would like us to pray for her son, Justin, who is now in jail, battling some mental issues. Lord, we ask that during this time that Justin would be able to draw closer to you. We ask that some godly men would come into his life and help lead him to know you and draw closer to you and worship you. We ask that he'd be safe in this situation, get the help that he needs. We ask that you be with Jackie and his father, and when they speak with him, they have words of wisdom to give to him. Please guide them during this trial. Mary called in, would like us to pray for her children, Joy, Victoria, and Contrita Faith. She doesn't have any contact with them. She asked that we pray for Faith, that they would draw closer to you, Lord. So we ask that you be in this situation, Lord. We ask that you would bring Joy, Victoria, and Katrina Faith closer to you, that they would reconcile with their mother, Lord, as she just wants to be a godly mother to them and show the light of you to them. We ask that their hearts would be opened to you, Lord, and that they would come to faith and be a part of this holy community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless.
Holy Spirit, we come before you, Father and the living Son of God, lifting up Eagle Eye Bruce to you. Lord God, he has some heavy decisions to make. And we ask that you encompass around him with your loving Holy Spirit, Lord. Lift him up and strengthen him, undergird him. Speak loving words of direction and wisdom and encouragement to him. Bless his body, Father God, with your power. You are unlimited to what you can do. And so, Father God, if it be your will, Lord, let these surgeries be successful and let him live a long time to be able to give praises to your name for what he has come through by your help and by your might. And let him be a mighty witness to many others that does not know God, that he could bring into the faith because of his journey. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. We thank you and give you praise that you watch over him, even in such a place as he is in. Lift him up, Father God, and let his eyes continuously search for your face. In your mercy and your loving kindness, we thank you and give you praise. Amen and amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 23rd to pray over our children. Preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1:13 through 16. Throughout chapter 1 of his first epistle, Peter talks about the future that awaits those who have been born again to a living hope. He's speaking to those who can anticipate resurrected life in the presence of God through the resurrected life of Jesus. Peter isn't looking for an "isn't that nice" response to the living hope. Instead, he wants us to think about it with soberness. More than that, he wants us to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He wants our life in Christ now and into eternity to be both a driving and a steadying force. This also gets at the heart of what we want for our children. We're not really interested in our kids growing up to become adults who go through the motions of church attendance or have a vague sense of spirituality. We don't want faith to be merely something they grew up with and take for granted. Instead, we want them to have informed, passionate optimism about what they're living for. To be continued.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we praise you for who you are and for the comfort you offer us in times of trouble. Thank you for being the Father of compassion, for understanding our pain and struggles. Please wrap your loving arms around us today, filling us with your peace and strength. As we face difficulties and trials, please help us to remember that you are always with us. Give us the comfort we need to face each day with confidence and hope. Help us trust in your promises and know that you will never leave nor forsake us. Father, help us be a comfort to others as well. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
I just listened to the October 13th podcast, and I'm not sure who the person was, but he said that his son was dead. I don't know who this was, and he asked for prayer for his family. And I'm sure, you know, this is October 13th podcast. Today is November 24th, so I'm praying that, you know, it's going to take a minute. It really is. I lost my brother 15 years ago, and it was a sudden thing. We weren't expecting it, and it takes a minute. It took my mother, and my mother's still dealing with the effects of that, but she has come a long way. All of us have. So I just pray that God will just bring y'all through this grief continuously, and that you'll find peace and comfort, and that there'll be forgiveness between the family members. I'm not sure what happened there. But may God just comfort your hearts continuously and bring you total peace. And may you find joy in his memories. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Sean from the UK. I'm just so blessed. Been listening to the community prayers, and I actually heard myself and a prayer request I'd offered up earlier this week. It's just so amazing. Anyway, I just wanted to pray for Dorothy. I think she's in California, because Dorothy, I'm in pretty much the same position where I've got contracts, but very little cash, and I just returned from Jamaica, like I mentioned in my previous posting, after being 4 months out there looking after my dad. And so I just want to say, Father, thank you that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell therein. And Lord, you said we should prove you, Lord God, if you would not throw open the storehouses and the windows of heaven and pour our blessings so much so that we can't contain it. I pray that you do that for Dorothy, California, that, Lord, you would just order her steps in your word, make all her steps firm, give her an undivided heart, the singleness of action in my heart and mind, Lord, and the grace, Lord God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask or think. I thank you for making provision for her employees, and may she be an employer of excellence in her space, Lord, I pray. As I likewise pray for myself, Lord, restore my finances, Lord, and for all who are in need, Lord, I pray that you'd open, just make a way where there's none, and send breakthrough, we ask, for you're the God of the breakthrough. Thank you for hearing, thank you for answering, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Vicky from Arizona, and I am calling about my grandson. His name is Xander, and I'm requesting prayers. He's struggling in school. His mom and dad have, they're split, you know, and they're both remarried. But Xander is making some really bad choices. His mom and dad are not on the same page. So I'm praying for clarity, wisdom, I pray that God would just get a hold of Xander's heart, that he would know God in the power of his might, that his mom and dad would come together in unity as one for Xander, and the power struggle would cease in Jesus' name. I don't really know, as a grandparent, what to do except for pray. And I know that prayer is powerful, and I know the prayers of the saints are powerful, but I believe this is a matter of really life and death. There has been things said by Xander that makes us think that he has contemplated things that are really unspeakable. I don't know. So prayers for Xander, prayers for his mom and dad, prayers for their families, that God would just make a way where there doesn't seem to be no way, that he'd open doors that can't be closed, closed doors that can't be open, that no weapon formed against Xander is going to prosper, that he is the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, that he would truly know how much he is loved, not only by his mom and dad, but about his siblings, his grandparents, that God would just order his footsteps into the right friendships. Everything that concerns him, God knows. In Jesus' name, thank you for your prayers.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine. His name is Jonathan. He has a brother. His name is Bradley. Bradley lives in Washington State, and he is agnostic. We just needed to cover up Bradley with prayers that he comes to know Jesus and can change his ways and become a Christian. So we just needed to cover him up in prayers. Through Jesus' name I pray. Amen. His name is Bradley. And I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests. First is the mother, or the wife in Washington, that is calling in. Her husband is dealing with finding a job, not being able to, and meeting friction and resistance. And it's also causing him to withdraw and turn inward, because he probably feels some sense of being not good enough, or not like a man, or whatever is going through his head. So Lord, we pray that you lay the foundation again of his true identity as a child of God, and that any sense of being good enough or not good enough should only come from you. And out of that is how we should enter into the world and enter into relationship with other humans. And so we just pray for a new sense of identity for him, and bring life into their marriage. And we want to pray for the woman, I believe her name was Lucy, called in with bone marrow cancer. We pray, Lord, that you would just heal. We pray for total healing of the cancer and removal of the cancer, and that whatever medication she's waiting on would be expedited in production and be available sooner than sooner than the doctors are telling her and the manufacturer is telling her. And we just pray again for all these things, the healings, the jobs, that you would just bring flourishing to all your people, Lord, your church. Your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hello, DAB community. This is Hopeful Daughter in Washington. Today is November 21st. I'm a little behind. I stopped in the middle of listening to the prayers on the November 16th podcast or recording. Felt compelled to lift up baby Caleb and his family. So will you please pray with me? Abba Father, awesome Father, sovereign Lord, we love you. I'm grateful for Caleb's family. and reminding us to pray audaciously. So I stand in agreement with them and their prayer requests, and we just lift up Caleb to you, Lord. What an amazing opportunity to just show your glory and your mercy, Lord. We're asking for radical healing in the name of Jesus. We want every doctor to be in awe that they were wrong. You have the final say, Lord. We're asking for healing. He's still being knit in his mother's womb, and we're just asking you, Lord, to just heal his entire body. And we're asking for time. Time is a gift. Every moment is a gift. And children are blessings, and we're asking for time and the blessing of this sweet baby boy, Caleb. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We need you. We want you. We trust you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling via Arizona. And the sun is shining. We've had such a difficult week. Well, cool. And we've had January weather in November. So anyway, I want to pray for Dorothy, that Lord God, you would make it clear to her, your word to her. If it's from you or from her own thoughts and desires, I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless her mightily and help her to understand what you have for her future. I pray, Lord God, over the lady who's has a birth father who's recovering. I thank you, Lord God, her biological dad who's addicted, and those others who are addicted as well. Lord God, I lift them up to you. And ask you to break those chains that hold them back. I also want to pray for her marriage, Lord God, as her husband is unemployed and is having such a hard time finding work. And I understand that. I have a grandson who's trying to find work as well. And it's so frustrating for everyone, really, and devastating to your moral, your self-image, you know. And Lord God, I also want to lift up, there was one more. I forget. Oh, all those with cancer. Lord God, I just ask that your hand be upon each one, that your strength be with them and their caregivers, Lord God, and that thy will be done, and that you would be merciful to all as you see fit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
While reading Book of Job, I realized that when he told the sun to go dark, that he was looking into the sun directly, and that him and the other people were arguing about him not sitting down in movement. And I was in a nursing home and couldn't walk but maybe 10 yards, 20 yards without stopping and needing assistance. And so I started to be told, however you want to frame it, to eat the foods listed in the Bible and focus on the word strength and stretch. And lo and behold, I started stretching and it built strength and I started healing. Then I started to research this because in the Book of Job, they were doing Shiva for a week. Well, Shiva's Hinduism yoga, a sitting practice, that's stretching. And I realized that there was some translation problems here, and that by eating fruit, I got better. And then added the proteins and stuff, but this stretch word that's littered all over the Bible and all spiritual writings became a meaningful. Is the answer to healing. And I realized Jesus' way was Hinduism, not Hinduism, it was yoga, Pilates, and martial arts combined, ultimate strength movements. This is known as isometric exercise, but that's what healed me, and I'm stronger, fitter, faster, fully back to work. And I can't explain it other than I did Job's words. Then I found my own, and I listened to what was spoken to me through the sun. And I know for a fact I've discovered what people for thousands and thousands of years have trying to been figure out, how the sun, S-U-N, works, because it is of great importance in that book, the Bible. And that's my story.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and first of all, I want to thank people for calling in and those behind the scenes praying for my grandson and the loss of his friend, Kayvon, and also praying for Kayvon's family. I have to tell you, my heart has just been so burdened for DAB family, and today is the 22nd of November, and last night I was up at 3:30 in the morning and just began praying for my grandson and his friend's family, but also praying for specific people within the DAB family and in general. I cannot remember everybody's name, but so I did some general praying for our family as well too. And those I can call out is Caleb in the womb, KSDLV and their families, and the loss of D2, and Junk to Treasure. Just, oh, my heart was so saddened to hear of thinking of her joy being stripped away, and thinking about her children and her, I think it was her son-in-law, Patrick, and wife. And I know there was someone who called in about their daughter just crying, and also a lady about her husband who is out missing and turning from the Lord. And I think about Brian's son, Mitchell. And I'm probably going to have to do this in two parts. But anyway, I'm wondering, I mean this to encourage each and every one of us. Have you ever seen the movie Facing the Giants? If not, I encourage you to watch it. It was so humbling and inspiring. And all throughout the movie, there was adversities. And I'm going to call back in. Sorry.
A prayer for Bruce DeVries, Clarence Daniels, and any other family member behind the wall. Father, I pray that I may become useful and helpful and kind to those around me, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving others readily and freely as you, Father, in Christ forgave me my sins. It is my desire to be an imitator of you, Lord. With the Holy Spirit as my helper, I will copy you and follow your example as a well-beloved child imitates his or her father. I purpose to walk in love, esteeming and delighting in others as Christ loves me. As I attend to your word, I depend on your Holy Spirit to teach me to live a life of victory in Christ Jesus, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am your child. I am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of you, Lord, that you are my refuge and fortress, my God, in you will I trust. You cover me with your feathers, and under your wings shall I trust. Your truth is my shield and buckler. Because you are my Lord, my refuge and habitation, no evil shall befall me, no accident will overtake me, neither shall any plague or calamity come near me. You give your angels special charge over me to keep me in all of my ways of obedience and service. Thank you for hearing my prayer. You are with me in trouble. You deliver me and satisfy me with long life and show me your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. From the book, Prayers That Avail Much. Love you guys. KSD.
Crescendos, glissandos, diminuendos, and trills. It's like my brother the bird has two bills. So many praises coming out of one mouth. I haven't seen anything like this since I've been in the South. Human, animal, or anything else. When I listen to that songbird, all worldliness melts. Because his praise is continuous, and he's bold, God, for thee. I thank you, my Father, for eyes that can see that all of creation gives glory and praise to the source of all life, the Ancient of Days. Multi-octave warbles, a pause then a cheep, a twiddly twiddly D, a chirp then a beep, staccato, legato, a dot then a dash, melodious harmonics, slow and then fast. Tremolos, pianissimos, schwartzandos, retard sweet, His repertoire of music is full and complete. This bird's little light seems to never grow dim. Help me, my father, to be more like him. To be continued.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for November 22nd. But God does more than keep an inheritance for us and for our children. He also keeps us for the inheritance. Through faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation. Your children's salvation does not depend on their ability to hold on to Christ, but on Christ's ability to hold on to them. Christ is keeping an inheritance for your child, and he is keeping your child for the inheritance. Lord, we see your outstretched hands reaching out to our children. In one hand, you hold an inheritance, and in the other hand, you hold our children. Both are safe with you, and when you come, you will bring the two together, and the inheritance will be our children's to enjoy forever. I love you, family.
Holy Spirit, we come before you this Sunday morning for Dorothy out in California. She has a request to know for sure that the voices that she heard is definitely from God. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you confirm this to her in a mighty way that cannot be confused, that the enemy cannot be a part of, that she will know down in her very soul and her spirit that what she heard is definitely from the Lord. And if it was not from the Lord, Father God, we ask that the Holy Spirit drive that out of her home, away from her, that is not of God, that you bind it up and shine light on it so that she will know in the future, if it tries to return, that it is not of God. Let her spirit be inspired by you, Holy Spirit, so that she will have confirmation and peace about this in the mighty name of Jesus. By your divine spirit, we pray, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us on the cross. Father God, we lift up to you, blessed one in AZ and the farmer's wife. Lord God, you know there are dire situations. We ask that you send forth answers quickly, both for healing and for sustaining, lifting up guidance, direction, and many able hands to help where there is lack. And Lord, send multiple customers to the businesses that are slow. In your mighty power, your mighty love, your mighty mercy, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Hi, my beautiful and delightful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is the 24th of November. I'm calling to pray for Hopeful Daughter. She called in today, so let's lift her prayers up to our beautiful Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we hallow your name because you are the eternal Godhead. You are our Father. You are the creator of the earth, and all of creation knows you and knows of your infinite and wisdom, that in the way that you created everything, Lord God. Father, we come before you and we ask that you would hear our prayers, our pleas, and our petitions, Father God, and deliver these saints, Father God, in their time of need. Lord God, we're praying for Hopeful Daughter's father who's addicted to drugs. Lord God, we know this darkness of addiction, Lord, is where there no light dwells. We know that Jesus Christ is the light and the life of mankind, and the light shone into the darkness, and the darkness could not overtake it or not comprehend it, Lord God. So we know that this light is the way and the truth. We pray for her father to draw near to this light, that this light would come into his life, Father God, and he would turn forever away from the addiction, Lord, and be healed in the powerful, magical, and most high name of Jesus Christ. We also pray for her husband, Lord God, that he would draw near to you in this season in faith and trust, that whatever he's going through, why he's unable to have a job, Lord, that this would not turn him away from you. If anything, it would draw him nearer to you in faith and dependence, knowing that you are a good provider and you are the good gift giver. We also pray an encouragement in your word for Hopeful Daughter, as we read today in 1 Peter 3. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied.
Today is Monday, November 24th. My name is David from Winder, Georgia. I am a first-time caller, other than the campfire message I left yesterday for the first time. And I have a long story I won't go into now, but I do have a prayer request. I came to Georgia to take care of my dad and had a bunch of losses. So I've lost my mom, my dad, my wife through divorce and then through death, and then my son through suicide, all in a four-year period. So I am involved in a church and went through a grief seminar and getting some friends and getting a community around me. But I'm doing fine, but I've about three guys that I have association with that I'm praying for and trying to witness to. And I was able to do that recently. His name is Rocky. He's probably in his mid-70s, and he's starting to get weaker. He's in good health. But he had a bad situation when he was in Catholic school as a child, and I think he and his friend went to school the first day, and a nun slapped him. And that's about his only thing to do with any religion at all. So I've witnessed to him, and I've sent him something. And he's responded and said, thanks, but I'm not going to pursue this. I would ask that you pray for Rocky, that he would come to know Jesus, and that others would be put in his path to lead him to Christ. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. It is November 24th. I'm going to stay anonymous this time because I'm afraid somebody's listening who might recognize who I'm speaking of. But I have a friend who recently lost her husband very suddenly, unexpectedly. They were in the middle of a move of homes. She has since had to sell a home and find a job and is under a tremendous, tremendous amount of stress, and unfortunately has turned to alcohol to soothe that pain. I have no idea what to do for her. Nothing I say seems to help. I feel so at a loss for how to help my friend. I don't know what to do other than pray for her. Just pray for her. And then I went for a visit to my folks, and my sister came to our dinner inebriated, very, very drunk, passed out on the couch, and I'm afraid she's turning to alcohol for whatever she's going through, and I'm not even sure what it is. Of course, I was unable to talk to her because there's no talking to someone when they're that drunk. And I don't know if it was just a one-time thing or if it's something she's going through as well. I just feel so helpless in these situations. And then lastly, my parents just moved and they're really struggling with downsizing and having to go through things and get rid of things. And it's really upsetting my mother. It's really upsetting my father. And they're just under a lot of stress. And I really appreciate everybody's prayers. Thank you so much.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for November 23rd. As our children set their hope fully on the grace that will deliver them for the suffering of this life and the reward with them an inheritance in the life to come, it will change how they live in the here and now. This new passion will fuel holy living. Young people who have set their hope fully on the grace that will be brought to them at the revelation of Jesus Christ will be quite different from most others in this world, but they will be exactly who God has called them to be, full of unshakable hope and a passion for holiness. Holy Lord, we can set the glorious truth of hope in Christ before our children, but only you can work in our children to cause them to set their hope fully on the grace to come when you return. Only you can reveal the worthlessness of worldly passions and replace it with a passion for holiness. So as the one who called our children to this hope and holiness, create this confident expectation and desire deep in our children's soul. I love you, family.
This is Sean again in the UK, just a continuation of my prayer. And Father, even as we pray you one for another, I pray to you likewise, Lord, that you'd remember my father, Ainsley Dare, that, Lord, you'd raise him up from his sick bed, that you'd restore the left side of his body, heal him, Lord God, and indeed all others, Lord God, who are going through illnesses at this point, Lord, I pray that you'd restore them to perfect health, because that's who you are, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the same manner, Lord God, that you said all who were sick and oppressed from the devil came to Jesus and you healed him, sometimes with a word. Lord, we just pray healing, Lord God, for your people, Lord. For you said when you brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, not one of them faltered, Lord God, and they came out laden with silver and gold. Well, Lord, remember your promises toward us. Look with compassion and grace and mercy upon us this day, I pray. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for doing exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joyful in Virginia, and I realized I hadn't given an update in a while. I am keeping up, well, pretty good with the daily prayers and stuff that people give in, and falling a little behind, but trying to add an extra one every day to catch up. And anyways, my sister is back in the hospital, and she's been there for now 2.5 weeks, and this is the second hospital, but it's closer to home, which is a blessing. And I just pray that the doctors can really find what's going on and find a medicine that works. But if you guys could just pray. She's hanging on to these delusions that she has. And the story just gets a little different, you know, better, more stuff every day, it seems like. But she is starting to eat some of their food. That's a good thing, because she's been very suspicious of their food. And so I've been happy to bring food in. But I have people that have really helped me, so that's good. And I'm muddling through school. Actually doing pretty good. I'm hanging on to an A, but barely. But I just thank you for all the prayers. I haven't heard them, but I know that they've been going up, because I can feel them. I love you all, and I miss hearing all your verses, and I love when I catch one of y'all on the end of a podcast. Love you all. Joyful in Virginia signing off.
Hey, DAB family, good morning. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. Today is the 25th of November, and I'm just calling to pray for Sam and his daughter, and also for I think it's One Beautifully and Wonderfully Made, for her son who is not doing well, and also I think for her sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise, because you are wonderful. You are a creator, you are our Father. You allow us to be on this earth and enjoy just breathing and being able to enjoy the beauties of the land. Lord, we want to lift up our brothers and sisters to you. Lord God, you know them by name and nature. There's nothing surprising about their situation to you, Lord. You said you've paved the way for us before we were even born. So you know everything about us. So God, we lift them up to you. We ask that you grant them peace. We ask that you grant them comfort. And we pray that you perform miracles in their lives, dear Jesus. We know that you are able, Lord. We know that you are above anything that we could even want, dear Lord Jesus. And so we just give you thanks and praise for what you're going to do in their lives. And Lord, as we continue to lift them up, we pray that you'll give us strength, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, we'll be filled of asking thee. Pray grant it unto us according to your will. In Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a lady that lives in my neighborhood. Her name is Nancy. And she has a husband, an ex-husband. His name is Jimmy. And she was telling me a story about Jimmy and telling me that she had basically had a demon that lived with him. And that's not good. But anyway, we just needed to pray that Jimmy gets saved by Jesus Christ, because we all know that will get rid of the demons completely. He needs to get saved by Jesus Christ and know God and Jesus, just like we know God and Jesus, and we know God and Jesus can do things that are miraculous and totally heal him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Prayers for Jimmy. So that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Continuation. Praise is continuous. Empty of me, yet filled up completely with all that is of thee. My cup runneth over. Let praise overflow, reflecting your goodness wherever I go. And let all men who see me, my Father, see you. Let praise be the trademark of all that I do. And even in darkness, be a light shining bright, praising you, Father, from morning to night. A bird unconcerned and truly at peace, even though necessities and problems don't cease. Storms still assail me, strong winds still blow, but your love's always there, Father, wherever I go. When the praises go up, then the blessings come down. So help me to remember to smile and not frown, because your love's always with me, and you show me every day. I'm thankful for this songbird that you sent my way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye. And Annette Allison, Oklahoma City, it was good hearing your voice again. Glad to know that you're still there and God's still blessing. Okay. And I want you to know that you're still in my prayers. All right, love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, ZAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Sunday, November 23rd. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm still a little behind on DAB, but we're getting there. But I could use y'all's prayers today. I know God works outside of time and space, so I'm going to let you guys know what's going on. With my new job, which I'm so grateful to have, it's been really hard for me to go to church in person because I work super, super late Saturday nights. And then I often work Sunday afternoons. So not being someone who drives, it's just hard. Plus, my job is beyond exhausting. But anyway, I'm off today. And I worked a morning shift yesterday, so I was able to get up and go to church. However, kind of as I was getting ready to go, and it's worse now that I've gone, I feel the enemy pressing on this very scary, unshakable spiritual heaviness that translates to physical heaviness. It's hard to breathe, my throat hurts, and I literally just want to flop over. And I know that's the enemy, because I know God doesn't give us those sensations from going to his house. So I know you guys are going to hear this a long time after, but I know you guys will cover me in prayer regardless. I don't know why I'm having it. I know the enemy is mad that I went back to church. I never lost my faith, but I just hadn't been, physically in church. But apparently he's mad and trying to completely knock me out today. But that's not how that works. He doesn't get to choose. So I'm going to try to keep pushing as much as I can safely, which isn't much right now. Even talking to you guys is really hard.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch. This one is based in Philippians 1:6. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Here's your declaration. I am confident that the good work that God has begun in me will be perfected. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
But Father, I pray blessing over these folks. Lord God, I pray for the parents out there. Lord, I encourage them, Father God, to keep pressing in for that prodigal son, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you would remind them of the prodigal son story, Father, that how that child had returned home, and that your word goes forth, your word speaks a better word over that kid. Father, I pray for the addicted today, Lord. I pray for the bondage and those chains to be broken by the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the anointing that breaks that yoke to be poured out on those people. Father, I pray somehow, some way, Lord God, that my story would get into their hands, Father, and that they would see what you've done for me and realize, oh, you can do it for me too, Father. I pray that hope would rise up in them, Lord God. Father, I pray for marriages to be restored, Lord God, just like you did mine. Father, I pray you would do just a miracle work for your people. Lord, I pray that they would come to that point to know that you are the key, you are the purpose that we all should have. And Father, I pray, God, for restoration. I pray, Lord, that your grace would be evident in their life, Father God. And I pray, Lord, just blessing upon blessing over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Hebrews 13:5-6. Father God, we lift up to you today Justin, the son of Jackie from Northern California. Father, we pray that Justin comes to be accountable for his earthly actions and realizes that this is what you have for the direction of his life. We pray that he knows you will never fail him or abandon him while he's serving his time in jail. While there, you will be his helper and protector, providing him with peace. Father, we pray for Jackie and the anxiety she has, and that will likely be affected by her son being in jail. We pray for your peace to envelop her. Holy Spirit, still her mind and calm her heart. Father, may this time in jail help rearrange Justin's life. May he give you honor and praise every day. And may he see all the great things you are doing in his life. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Jackie. Let us know how you guys are doing.
Hey, DAB family. It's Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. I want to call in a praise report and also ask for continued prayers. My daughter, I asked for prayer for my daughter, Kimberly, who was not tolerating much stuff. She would get hives and stuff and real bad tummy ache from food that she would eat on a regular basis. There was nothing coming, staying in her stomach, or, you know, we have to be going to the doctor every now and again for a hive breakout. But thanks be to God, we were introduced to a gut specialist, and now Kimberly is eating like almost everything. She's so excited that she can like taste food and actually enjoy food again, and so looking forward to Christmas for a big feast. So thank you everyone that prayed for my children. I'm still asking for prayer for Brandon, who is in uni. He's just started university. And for Shantae, who had an abnormal smear, and we are supposed to be going back to the doctor to get the results and also maybe to do biopsy on the 8th of December. So I ask that you guys continue to hold them up in prayer. I'm getting better with my mental health. I'm doing a bit more walking, and I've found a counselor, so I'm doing a little bit more better. So thank thanks to everyone who has been praying for me and my family, and I pray that you continue to keep us in your prayers as I continue to keep you and yours in mind. God bless y'all. Bye.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayer requests. First is for the woman that called in. She's a sister and a mother. She's worried about her son, Nick's persistent cough. He's a smoker. He won't go to the doctor. His heart and spirit doesn't seem like it's in a good place either. And obviously the scare physically is cancer. So Lord, we pray protection over this man's body. But ultimately, and our priority is to pray for his soul and his spirit, Lord. We just pray that you meet him and encounter him where he's at, and just show him your love and grace and mercy in undeniable ways. And we pray for her sister, Terry. Just sounds like she's going through a really hard time. Well, you don't know the details. You know the details, Lord, and you know exactly what she's going through, what she's battling. And we just pray that your spirit give her strength, your spirit give her persistence, perseverance to continue the race, that you would just constantly be a reminder that you are there. You sent your son, and he experienced all this and worse while he was here on earth. And just lift her up and pray that you would help her walk through this time. And I want to pray for the gentleman that called in. I believe it's his late cousin's husband, but I think now has cancer. And the daughter, Sam, already lost her mother and is now dealing with cancer, losing her father to cancer. And so we just pray, Lord, that you would interject in the situation, just fill it with your spirit and healing power. We just pray that he is healed and in your...
Hey, this is Eyes of a Dove, God's Life speaker. You were commenting and praying for the gentleman with the daughter with the high-risk pregnancy. And as I sit here and pray for this pregnancy and for God's hands to be around this baby in this mother's womb, and that everything would go correctly and perfectly in plan with the Lord, with what you, your purpose and desire is for this baby. I also was hearing what you were saying about the wind in the background of the father's prayer. And I experienced that, Dabbers, when my son Brayden was suicidal, and God's smile called me on the phone, and we prayed, and she shared her testimony and uplifted Brayden. And then everyone was praying. That's what it was. It was like this mighty wind that just came. I was actually standing outside in Seattle at the time doing Gate Watch. And it was this beautiful wind, and it just hit my whole body, and it was the Holy Spirit. That's the cool thing about the dab, you guys, because we have the ability to gather so many saints at one time all over the world, and it's almost like a 24-hour, several-day prayer, because other people catch on to the prayer later, so there's just continuous prayers flowing through the throne, and it creates this wind, or this tidal wave, have you, of the Holy Spirit that hits our actual body. And I just love it. That's one of the great things about the DAB, this vortex of prayers that can be condensed and solidified and just shot to the Heavenly Father. And Father, we just lift up this baby and this mom to you. Father, we ask for your purpose-driven life for this mom and for this baby. We ask for complete health and wholeness and a full delivery. Amen. Love you guys.
This is from Junk to Treasure, November 25th. Fearfully and wonderfully made, we are covering your son and your sister Terry. Blanco County Dabber, we are covering your prayers. And Chris in Virginia for Lauren and his daughter Sam. Father God, we ask first and foremost for salvation's plan to be orchestrated into their lives so that they may receive you as their personal Savior, so that they are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We're asking for restoration, Father God, for you to send mighty legion of angels around these people
to shield them with the shield of faith to ward off any negative and evil influences. Guard them, Father, from lies and manipulation. Grant wisdom from the enemy's deception. We pray Psalms 41:3 over them. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness, for the chronic cough and the tumors and any other physical disease or ailment that comes against them. God can heal any injury, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. And Lord, we're asking for these to be done for these people, that your name will be glorified, that these families will have peace, that they will be comforted, knowing that their families are saved and they are restored and redeemed and lifted up and full of energy and vitality, that they may speak your name to their friends and family and co-workers, that others might come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through their trauma and sickness, and that you will give them a reason to sing for joy. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask these things to be done.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. How are you guys? It is a sunny, beautiful morning on my back deck, and it is, let's see, Wednesday, November 26th, so it's Thanksgiving Eve. And what am I grateful for? I am grateful for being able to sit out here on my back deck. I'm thankful for a break from work. I am grateful for some downtime, spending time checking on my neighbors and working in my yard and actually cleaning my house deeply. Anyway, so that's my grateful for today. And again, since I'm on my back deck, I'm using a lower tone of voice because I don't want to scare the birdies away. And I've turned my ringer on, and that's because I'm waiting on a repair person. But anyway, that's what scared them away. So I'm hoping my low voice will let them come back. I wanted you guys to hear them. You can hear the dogs barking. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks for letting me share my daily gratefuls as I'm living my life this November. All right. Big hugs to everybody who needs one. Okay. All right. Love you guys. Bye. This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch. This one is based on 1 Corinthians 3:9 and 2 Corinthians 6:1. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, "For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building." 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, "Working together with Him, we also appeal to you. Don't receive God's grace in vain." Here's your declaration. I am God's co-worker. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling to pray for Deb, who called in recently. Lord, thank you for the blessing that Deb is to the community of believers around her and those in her life. Right now she's struggling with some health issues, and you're fully aware of what's going on. And you have decided to wait to fully heal her, to guide her through a process of coming closer to you through trials and suffering. That is a hard thing to go through, but I know that you are always working through that, and there is hope on the horizon. There is joy in, through, and after all of this. Lord, her blood pressure is spiking really bad due to a surgery, recent surgery. One thing was fixed and another thing has popped up. And so, Lord, I know you're in control of that, and sometimes it just feels like life is all over the place and everything's falling apart, but somehow you're still able to say, hey, trust in me and I am good enough. So God, I pray that you would give that mindset to Deb and bless her and strengthen her throughout this time. Amen.
Hi, family. It's Tamika from Harrisburg. I am just reaching out because I wanted to encourage those that are about to meet with their family. And I know that it is hard, especially for those that have lost people. And I just lost my 95-year-old grandma. So I totally understand. But because of that and a trip with a friend, I'm not able to stay up on my normal calls. So I just wanted to do a blanket prayer for all of our friends and our family and even our guests that just recently tuned in. I pray that you will meet their needs in a way that only you can, and that you will bind those that come together in family and joy, peace, goodness, and kindness. Oh God, let there be kindness. Remove the selfishness and the issues out of the room. Let this be a holiday time that is wonderful memories. And all those that are dealing with illnesses and trials, I just know that even though I can't remember your name or I may not have heard you, I pray God is touching you because you are part of our family. Even if I don't know what's going on, even if I cannot help you, I pray that you will just reach in, Holy Spirit, and just comfort them like only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, how I wish I would have found this app 20 years ago. But as I celebrate with you, I want to say a prayer over all of us for all of these things that we face during this holiday season. For some, the holidays are lonely and stressful and depressing, and many people are full of anxiety with crowded rooms and church activities, trying to balance jobs and other family and household errands and chores. Others have to travel to meet friends and family while we receive friends and family into our home. Amidst the confusion and the doubt, what seems to be endless plans and preparations becomes sometimes overwhelming. And we have so many who just don't have the financial security to cover the demands and the needs that we face. And still others face sickness and loss. And oh, Father Most High, grant contentment even in these terrible circumstances and bind the brokenhearted and help us to see the beauty in the season as we approach the closing of this year. Fill our hearts with sweet memories. Allow us to face the holidays with thanksgiving and to be able to praise you despite the pain and the hurting. Protect our loved ones who are traveling, and especially those who are serving our country, both near and far. Let us focus on your goodness and mercies, Lord. Be thou our vision. Thank you for never growing tired of hearing our prayers, and may we praise you more than we complain. Thank you, Yeshua HaMashiach, for the answers to our prayers. Amen.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch, in case you have a giant coming for Thanksgiving. This one is based on Acts 1:8. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Here's your declaration. I am a personal witness of Christ. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for equipping us with gifts you are ever developing in us. Father God, protect us with your armor as we walk through each day. Give us wisdom to discern the whispering lies and manipulative tactics of our enemies, and take our thoughts captive to you. Jesus, our Savior, thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross for us. By defeating death, you made it possible for us to experience forgiveness, grace, and mercy. You died so we may live our lives to the full and join you in heaven for eternity. It is this daily perspective that we wish to walk through our days on earth with a hope that cannot be crushed. Help us embrace the peace we have in you, Jesus. Help us to consistently be bold in speaking of you, no matter who we encounter. Make us true disciples and lights in this world. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It is November 25th, 2025. My rent's due December 1st, 2025. I went and paid the rent, but I'm looking at my bank account. I think I'm going to be $50 to $100 short. And I have never missed a rent payment ever in my life. And I'm struggling financially right now because I thought I was going to move over to South Lyon, Michigan. And my peers, one of them got hospitalized last year. So I've been helping them. They're 92 and 87 years old. I've been helping them, taking them to grocery stores and stuff. And I think the gas prices and stuff like that has been a struggle, like food, bills, and stuff like that. And I want to move over by my job so I can walk to work. But I think I'm in trouble right now financially. I'm not sure what to do. Could you pray for me, please? I want to tithe to a church, and I can't even figure out how to get my bills paid. And I'm just really scared. I don't want to be homeless, not in the wintertime, or live in my car. So, I don't know. I just want to find another place to live. It's close to my job. I can walk to it. Can you pray for me, please? I don't know what to do about my rent being $100 short.
This is Hands to Heaven. As we began Daniel this week, I became curious on why we always called him by his Hebrew name, but we always call his friends by their Babylonian names. I looked up the meaning of their Hebrew names. Daniel means judge of God. Hananiah means Yah has favored. Mishael means who is what God is, and Azariah means Yah has helped. I also looked up their Babylonian names. Daniel's name Belteshazzar means Bel protects his life. Bel was the Babylonian god associated with Baal. Hananiah's name Shadrach means command of Aku. Aku was the Babylonian god of the moon. Mishael's name Meshach means who is what Aku is, again the god of the moon. Azariah's name Abednego means servant of Nebo. Nebo was the Babylonian god of wisdom. Isn't it interesting that in each case, the Babylonians stripped these young men of their identity with God and tried to label them with an identity of a false god? Isn't it interesting how the enemy always wants to rename and label us with an identity that God never intended for us to have? And isn't it also interesting that the three men thrown into the fire for being faithful to God were named Yah has favored, Yah has helped, who is what God is? This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is a prayer request. I just met a guy. His name was Joseph. And he is homeless. He's fallen on hard times. He is in a lot of pain. It appears he's having some issues with his back and other parts of his body. And he's trying to get money to pay for a hotel room. He just has had a lot going on. I believe he said his wife left him. And he just is down, really down right now, really feeling sad and depressed. And he asked me for some money. I didn't have any on me. And I went inside the Publix. I was going there to get some things. And anyway, I was able to give him something. It wasn't much, but it was something. And he asked for a hug, and we had to hug about four times. And I'm like, if my husband was here, he'd be like, hey, what's going on here? But he was in tears. He was in absolute tears. And you could just see how hurt and down and depressed he was. And I told him I would pray for him, but I'm asking you all to pray for him as well. I know our prayers together can just move mountains, and I'm just praying for breakthrough in his life. And I really pray that he felt God's love today and that he will continue to feel it. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'm just really praying for him to have better days ahead and for him to be able to get back on his feet and for him to have joy, for him to know Jesus.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary from North Carolina. It is Friday, November the 21st, and I just want to ask the community's prayer for my son, Trinity, who was featured on the worldwide game show platform on one of the major streaming networks, and he loves the Lord, and he was one of the finalists, and at the moment where he could have probably taken a chance and gone and won it all, the Lord spoke to his heart at that moment to give it all up and sacrifice it and sacrifice himself for the benefit of the others on the game. And he literally gave up an astronomical amount of money that he was hoping to use in his ministry that he started up, but he obeyed God. And we're talking about James this week and being not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And he literally gave a picture of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross in those last few moments of that show. And some of the backlash has been fierce. And I just want you all to pray. He's got good reports as well as the bad backlash, but I just want y'all to continue to pray that he keeps his head held high for Christ, and that what he walked away from, God will restore in spades, and that he continues to have a platform to show his love for Christ, and just continue to pray for his protection, his guidance, the wisdom and insight, and as me as a mother on how to pray for him. Thank you all. Love you all. Have a good weekend. Blessings to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Marilyn calling from New Hampshire, and I'm calling to ask for a prayer for a good friend, Christian friend, Tammy. She was at this child care job for over a year, and she loved it. And then she just got, like, fired, just, like, out of the blue, fired, and with very serious accusations about her behavior with the children, that she was not handling the children right, and just all these accusations that were not true. You know, she loves the kids. She's an amazing, loving woman, and she would never hurt these children. And so they fired her a couple of weeks ago, just out of the blue, and now they are taking it even a step further, and they're interviewing or investigating these so-called actions that she did take, which she did not take. So it's really evil. So just asking for prayer for Tammy is, I think it's next Tuesday, the 2nd, that she's having like a FaceTime or something, investigating her, asking her questions about actions that she never did take. So just asking for prayer, for peace for Tammy, and that God will be glorified, and there will be justice served and righteousness for that is due, and glory to God. So thank you for praying for Tammy. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Alta Lee Halley, and it's November 26th. The day before Thanksgiving. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers because I hear of your love and the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. Philemon 1, 4, and 5. Father, we pray for these Voice of the Martyrs people, our countries, for this November calendar. Saudi Arabia, we pray that sharing the gospel through digital media will be effective in this highly restricted country, in Jesus' name. Vietnam, we pray that ministry outreach events will bear fruit and remain free of government interference, in Jesus' name. Oman, we pray that digital access to God's word will thrive among Omanese who are not allowed to purchase the Bible. In your name we pray. Pray for successful distribution of Christian resources, including print and digital Bibles in Egypt. In Cameroon, we pray that members of the Boko Haram will see the brokenness of their lives and turn to faith in Christ. We pray for all terrorists that are in Congo, in Nigeria, and Mozambique. Bring them to repentance and please stop this terrible killing and beheading, and all this is unbelievable. Kenya, we pray for an abundance of Bibles in needed dialects throughout Muslim-majority areas. Nepal, we pray for Christian workers who share the gospel in some of the most remote and spiritually dark villages in the region. Oh, God. Pray that Qatari Christians will find fellowship and opportunities to worship regularly. And we pray that Christians in Islamic-controlled areas...
Hi, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in November 26th to pray over our children. Yeah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Daniel 3:16 through 18. Just picture the scene. Thousands of people from throughout the kingdom of Babylon gathered to dedicate the 90-foot gold image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. He intended to unify all these conquered peoples from various lands by setting before them one object of worship, his own greatness. A world-class orchestra provided a soundtrack as the people fell down to worship the golden image. Surely, common sense screamed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, keep a low profile and live to fight another day. There's nothing to be gained by dying now when you have such valuable positions of influence. What matters is what's in your hearts, so bowing wouldn't be a big deal. Yet in the sea of people with bases to the ground, three men remained standing, knowing full well a fire was being stoked for all who refused to bow. To be continued.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's November 27th, 2025. So today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'm actually spending Thanksgiving alone this year. Because when my father had the minor stroke, it seemed like it split my family up. And I don't know why, but it seems like I feel like isolated by people, and I'm trying to deal with it. And I'm just cleaning my place right now to deal with the isolation. I did have a minister tell me I need to get out and not isolate myself, because otherwise little demons or devils will play up in my head. But it's really hard when you're getting older and people are either dying or they're going their own directions in life. So, and I had somebody tell me to move over where my job is because that's my new family and friends. But it's really hard to move right now. I kind of need help with that. I probably wouldn't be isolated if I moved over there 50 miles to my job, because I drive 50 miles to it right now. I'm trying to move to South Lyon, and I've just been praying about that, because I don't know if I can afford some of the places over there, but my job is over there. So I just want to upgrade myself. That's why I did it. Well, can you pray for me that God gives me a good day? Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Debbie. Morning. I have to do this prayer, though I'm very strong. But I have to respond to the last caller. Today is 28th of November 2025. One of our fathers called in that we should just pray for him, that he's very weak, he's feeling very weak. And I was just led to do this prayer, even when I know I lost my voice, but I have to do this prayer. Daddy, I want you to know that we are with you in prayer. The Bible says, I let the weak say they are strong. We're praying for the strength of God to be upon your life. In the name of Jesus, let there be a renewed strength in your life, the one only God can give, the one that you look at and say, this can only be a miracle. We are praying it upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is the cause of this weakness, all we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare strength upon your life in the name of Jesus. Another of our sister calling that her drugs is running out, and she pray the drug, challenges everywhere. Sister, we're praying that God will replenish whatever miracle you need to replenish your drugs. We're praying for the hand of God to be upon you, to locate you in the name of Jesus the Christ. It will not run out. Your drugs will never ever run out, because miracle, what sounds like a miracle will be what you will testify of in the name of Jesus. Our brothers and sisters in prison, we are still praying for you people. That the hands of God will continue to reach out to you. Even when you're tired, you couldn't hold out to him, we will never leave you. We're praying for mercy, God's mercy over your life. We will never be tired of praying for you. But as many that are suffering from terminal illnesses, cancer, heart failure.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for our brother Sparky and praying against any enemy thoughts that are going to come against us as he experienced some loneliness here during the holidays, as his family's doing his thing, but he is on the road working all the time. So we ask for supernatural blessings for him. Help him to be a blessing to those he meets, which he always is out there on the road. Amen to prayers for Billy. I think it was Billy's brother. The test results came back for the brain cancer that it was negative. So thank you for sharing that praise report. Here's a little tip. So I fight with a lot of mental thoughts. I call them intrusive thoughts, from an addiction I had for decades and had great success, but the thoughts are still there. And I can have those thoughts while I'm reading the Bible. I can have those thoughts in church with my family. But the one time I can have thoughts is when I am singing with Christian music. I don't know why, what the difference, maybe the male brain can only do so many things and that's the maximum there, but I do not. I cannot have a mental thought if I am singing with Christian music. So great tip there. Even if I'm singing when KSD sings, or we used to have our little ditty singer used to call, I could be in the middle of an intrusive thought and I just start singing along while I'm listening to DAB, and you know what? It just stops. So I don't know what that's about, but might be a good tool for some of you out there. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, this is Kathy calling in from Southeast Washington, and I'm calling in for Skip. Skip, that was my dad's nickname, and you sound a little bit like him. He's been gone since 2012, but he went through the weakness and tiredness and the depression, and I just lift you up in the name of Jesus to have peace and comfort and strength restored to you, not just physically, but spiritually in your mind and heart and soul. Skip, we love you, thinking about you, and yes, we'll remember you in our prayers, and I'll pray for you again and again. Have a good day.
Praying for Skip. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. This is Alta Leah Holly on the 28th. and November. And we were listening to 700 Club yesterday, and they kept saying just to be really thankful. Have three things you're thankful every day, and make a list of things you're thankful, even when you're in pain or weak. And I mean, I think that's a wonderful idea. I've been a little bit weak for myself sometimes. So I just pray the Lord will be your strength, and you'll just, and also there's a verse from Malachi that says, he'll bring healing from your wings, from his wings. I think it's 4:2, and then that you'll be running around like a calf. And so I pray that for you, Skip. Thanks for calling in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sila Song calling from Derby, England. I just listened to the November 28th podcast, and I heard a gentleman who is requesting for prayer because he is physically weak. And I think he said his name is Skip Morgan. Skip, I just want to pray for you. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, by his stripes we are healed. You have to believe that you are strong. And I know that you are strong. Even from your voice, we can feel the weakness. But my dear brother, because you're in Christ, you're strong. Father, Lord, I just want to commit Skip into your throne of grace, that you strengthen every fiber in his body, and that he is strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Heavenly Father, I pray that you give Skip the positive spirit so he can get up and be strong and do whatever he can to strengthen his body, even if it means walking in the house and making some little exercises to keep him fit, while believing that you are the God of strength. You have it all. Thank you, Lord, for his life. I pray strength into you, Skip, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for all those praying for our community. We appreciate you. We listen at the background, and we bless your name. God bless you, Skip, and you're strong in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Altalee Halley again, praying for the Voice of the Martyrs calendar, November 11/26. I thank my God always, and I remember you in my prayers because I hear of your love and of the faith you have toward the Lord Jesus and all the saints. We pray for Venezuela, that God's word would be available to every Christian. We pray for Maduro, Father. We just pray you'll bring him to repentance. Israel, we pray that Christians, Islamic-controlled areas, will have access to God's word without fear of detection. Lord, thank you again for releasing the hostages on the 13th of October. We're very grateful. Qatar, we pray that Qatari Christians will find fellowship and opportunity to worship regularly. Nepal, we pray for Christian workers who share the gospel in some of the most remote and spiritually dark villages in the region. And Kenya, we pray for an abundance of Bibles and Nia dialects throughout Muslim-majority areas. We pray all these in the mighty name of Jesus. Just bless each one of you. We're thankful for each one of you on this call. And may the Lord meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. On this calendar, it said, Mrs. Chan and Laos led her husband and many others to Christ. Her desire to understand the Bible motivated her to learn how to read. Wow, this is wonderful. Just thank you, God, for what you're doing around the world. There's always hope in Jesus. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for November 26th. These three had heard Daniel's interpretation of the king's dream. God's revelation that all the world's powers would turn to dust and blow away in the wind. Evidently, this made them less impressed by the image they were being told to bow down to and the person telling them to do it. They knew they were part of a kingdom to come that cannot be destroyed, even by fire, so they were less afraid of the flames. Their confidence in their true king and his ability to deliver them was far greater than their fear of the human king and his ability to destroy them. Lord, Please fill our children with a deep sense of belonging to a kingdom that cannot be destroyed. Give our children the courage to face the fires of persecution. In the fires of life, may our children experience your presence like never before. I love you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch. This one is based on Ephesians 2:6. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with him in the heavenly realms, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. Here's your declaration. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to pray for those who have cancer, who, especially lifting up Lloyd. Cancer is such a scary diagnosis. So, Lord, we pray your peace. We pray your peace over every cancer patient and every caregiver, that they will turn to you for the comfort and the mercy that they need in their life as they walk through this horrible disease. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would lift Lloyd up and be merciful unto him as you see fit. We don't know if this tumor is a cancer or not, but Lord God, you know everything, and you are the great physician. So we ask for healing for Lloyd and healing for all those suffering with cancer. And we submit our will to yours, but Lord God, we ask more than anything that you be merciful. And if anybody has turned away from you, Lord God, draw them back. Draw them back to you through this disease. I know there's other diseases that are just as awful as cancer, but cancer seems to be so prevalent in our society. So, Lord God, we just pray your hand in this all. And we also ask for the scientists who are looking for a cure to be successful sometime soon. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, on this day of Thanksgiving, we gather with grateful hearts to offer you our sincerest praise. We thank you for the incredible blessing of our beloved families, the foundation of our support, an endless source of love. We are profoundly grateful for our faithful friends who enrich our lives and walk alongside us through every season. Thank you for the gift of life itself and for the constant provision of our daily needs, both great and small. We recognize that every good and perfect gift, every success, and every moment of joy flows directly from your hand. Please help us to always cherish these blessings and to use them to honor and serve your kingdom. May this day be filled with profound gratitude, shared love, and enduring peace of your presence. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.
Hello, DAB. This is Jin In Min and my husband, David.
Hello.
And we just finished listening to November 28th, and we heard a prayer request from Skip. And as soon as we heard it, we put it on pause and we prayed. And while we were praying, I felt led that we needed to actually record, Skip, our voices so you can hear that we prayed for you. And my husband prayed that the joy of the Lord would be upon you. And he prayed that you would be encouraged and that you would know you're not alone. And while my husband was praying, the verse came, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God." Put your hope in God. Why so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God and bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's it. Love you. Thank you for calling in, Skip.
Partner singing.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. Love you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. We're calling in today for Skip. We heard your call on Friday, and so we just would like to bring you up to the throne room of grace. We hear the pain and the sadness in your voice. I know that sometimes our physical bodies can get weak, and that's okay. Our weakness is God's strength, and so there's nothing to be ashamed of in feeling tired and feeling run down. But when depression comes, we know that's not from God. So we just lift you up. We pray that the peace and love of Jesus would just sit on you and would just enter your life, and that you would just find the calmness and the serenity that only God can give. We pray the blood of Jesus over your heart and your soul and your mind as you work through this. And we just thank you for allowing us to come together with you to pray and to be there with you. We love you, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks.
Hi, this is Lori from Kernersville under Grace 526. Just want to pray for Skip. He asked for prayer as he was feeling what sounded like weak, weary, and depressed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my brother Skip to you, and I ask, God, that you would take that spirit of depression and that you would lift it off of him, that you would be his constant source of joy, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I pray that there would be family members surrounding him, people who love him, people who will be calling him, and that you would place his name in their hearts, that they would reach out to him. And I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would remind him of the fact that he is created in your image, and that he would be healed of this depression. And I pray for everyone at this time of the year who struggles with depression. I know what it feels like. I've been down that road before, and I just ask that we would remember the God that we serve, the love that Jesus has shown us, and that the joy of the Lord would return, not because of the presents or the glitter of the holiday, but because we have a great hope that one fine day we will be in the presence, fully known, fully understood, fully awakened to the people that you created us to be, and we will see you one fine day. So God bless you all, and be present with Jesus.
Merry Christmas and a happy, happy and blessed New Year of 2026. This is Candace from Oregon, just giving you all my love, giving my thanks to God for the Hardin family and all that you have provided here for all of us. It's been an incredibly blessed couple of years I've had with new husband Lyle. And, you know, he passed away. He's gone on to glory. But I would not trade a day. And it was just a super incredible blessing to us both to get that surprise from the Lord right there. In this world and the next, we are blessed. And I am so glad for all of you. Candace from Oregon.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm from Illinois. I just want to give my Thanksgiving message and say that I found the Daily Audio Bible by a Google search a few years ago, and it's been a part of my life every day since. It's just a rhythm that sets the tone for my entire mindset, and I just wanted to say thank you for being here and being part of a family. It's also shown me that there are just no boundaries for the love of God and his church and the people and how they can be connected, and I'm just really looking forward to meeting everyone someday and you just become part of who I am as a person. So thank you to everyone, and I pray for you every day.
Hi, Daily Added Bible. This is Paul from Houston. I was calling to ask for prayer for my mom, who's having some effects of a urinary tract infection, and a daughter that's having some female challenges with cysts, and we're just praying that God would heal both of them in Jesus' name. And thank you so much to the Daily Added Bible for putting such a place where we could call in our prayers, because all things are in God's hands, and we just thank God that we could believe with brothers and sisters for that. So thank you very much, Paul from Houston, for my mom and my daughter. So thank you very much.